Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Allison Preston. She's the Executive Director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. We've got a few events coming up for the Chamber, great events for businesses and things like that. And then, of course, the Chamber fundraiser is coming up next month. We're going to talk all about that. Allison, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So how are things going down at the Chamber?
They are going really well. I've been in my position now a little over 2 months, and I am loving it. I'm getting to know a lot of the people in the community, and I am just really excited for the direction that the Chamber is going.
And that's the great thing that people need to realize about the Chamber. The Chamber is really all about networking, isn't it? It's about meeting other business leaders in the county and business owners and just seeing what works for them and this works for us and maybe you should try this. That's really what the Chamber is all about, isn't it?
It is. And also making those connections within. You never know how another business can help yours. And if you don't network and get to know these people, you'll never know what you guys can do to help this community grow.
Absolutely. And that's, once again, I think that gets lost sometimes is that people don't realize what the Chamber is there for and what it does. And especially in times like this, where, you know, things have slowed down a bit, it's always good to, you know, talk to somebody else and say, hey, this is working. Is it working for you? Or and those kinds of things.
Yeah,
so one of the first things that you've got coming up here is this Thursday, it's your Live at Lunch. And these have kind of replaced your luncheons, haven't they?
They have for the time being, yes. And we actually are trying to take advantage of the fact that we are virtual. So this Thursday's Live at Lunch, our main speaker is going to be Frank Peasy, and he's actually going to give us a tour of his printing place and show us how things are made and how things are done. We had the privilege of having Spencer Lovelace recently, and he showed us his 3D printers and all sorts of things that you wouldn't naturally get from a luncheon when you're sitting around a table. So we're trying to do the best we can with these live at lunches with the technology that we have. So it's pretty exciting. So this Thursday at noon, you can join us on Zoom. You can click to that link on our Facebook page. And then we do have four spotlights that we have this month. So two business spotlights. The first one is our Carbon County Sheriff's Emergency Preparedness Department with Justin Needles. And then we will also be spotlighting Tina Henry with the Office of Tourism. And then our two community spotlights, with it being Suicide Awareness Month, we will have Amanda McIntosh there with the Hope Squad, as well as we are going to do a shout out for Mark Jesperson and Altitude Cycle for all of the business and everything that he brought in with these mountain bike races the last couple weekends, because I think that, you know, that's a lot of work and it did a lot of good things for us here.
It does. And I believe, if I can remember correctly, I saw that the one brought almost 1,000, was it 1,000 people into the area?
Over 1,000 racers, plus yeah. All their friends and family.
Plus the support, yeah. And mm-hmm. And it's great when they do these things. They've got the great track up there, mm-hmm. and they're doing a lot of fun stuff. And mountain biking is one of those things that here in this area, you can, you know, you can get a lot of other things that tie into mountain biking, you know, with repairs and hotels and restaurants and all that kind of stuff.
It does. It helps us out a lot in our community.
So that's really, really good. All right. Then coming up, and these things I think are always fun. The speed networking. It's like speed dating for your business, basically, right?
Exactly. In this town, you feel like you know everybody and what they do. But really, when you come to these speed networking events, you find out so much more. So the speed networking is going to be September 23rd, and we're actually going to move it to 9 a.m. now just because of school and everything like that. But it gives you a great opportunity to come and do an elevator pitch. And it may be something where you just talk generally about your business, or you can talk about what your needs and wants are, or if you have events coming up, or anything else that may, you know, you just want to get your face out there and get people to know about.
And so what these basically are is, where do you guys meet up at, or how is that going to work?
So it's all on Zoom.
It's all Zoom.
And then so essentially you all meet up, we put you in little groups, so you'll have breakout rooms, and then you have 60 seconds to do an elevator pitch, whatever you want to do, 10 seconds for an ask, and then you wrap up. You're going to hear everyone else in your group, and then after that you split into a whole new group to reach out and learn about different members, so
their businesses, and mm-hmm. it's so easy. You don't even have to leave your desk right now.
Exactly.
Right now, and you know, going back to the Zoom meeting part of it, I've talked to a bunch of other you know, businesses and places like that in the area that used to hold meetings that were like face to face, and they said the great thing about this, and you're doing it with, once again, with the lunch and the Live at Lunch, is that you can have different people come in. One of the meetings that I was talking to the was at the museum. They have these talks that they used to have, and they'd have people come here. Well, now they can have talks from all over the world and have people meet up. So technology is a good thing sometimes.
Exactly.
And these Zoom meetings and this network speed dating or network is a great thing. It really is. So check it out and do that. And for more information, where do they go for that?
So you can reach out to me at my office. It's 637-2788. You can always email cccc@carboncountychamber.net. Or like I said, check out our Facebook page to see all the events that we have coming up.
And you are asking that they register. Well, they have to register for the Zoom meetings for both of them.
They don't. Well, it's open to the public. So it can be members or non-members.
Better.
Just show up and we will make it happen. The
even
links
better.
Are provided.
All right. And then let's wrap up with something that you've got coming up the end of October. It's always fun. You know, they always do great around here. And that's because people love to golf. You've got a chamber golf tournament coming up. Let's talk about that.
We do. So we're calling it the COVID Cup. Obviously, it's been a year for us. This is going to be replacing our casino night for the year. This is our chamber fundraiser. As many people don't know, we're actually not funded by Carbon County. It is a nonprofit organization that we are. So this is going to help make sure that we can keep these events going and everything like that. It's going to be October 24th. We are doing scheduled tee times, again, to avoid a large crowd, being cautious about the COVID. Tee times are going to start at 10 a.m. It's going to be a four-man scramble. It's $250 a team if you're a non-chamber member. However, if you are a chamber member, it's only $200 a team. And we are also taking sponsorships for this. And you can find all that information at on the Facebook page as well.
Okay, so plenty of great stuff coming up for the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. First up is Thursday. It's that Live at Lunch. Then the speed networking is coming up. And then that great golf tournament. Get out there and have some fun, right?
Yes, of course. Thank you.
All right, Allison, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, our website, KOALITV.com. And you can listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.